I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we have part two of our look at proverbs in American English.
We continue our conversation with Wolfgang Mieder, a professor of German and folklore at the University of Vermont, and a widely published expert on proverbs.
And there are certainly lots of them, although there are also many proverbs that different cultures have in common. So is this a case where great minds think alike?
If you look back in history and you compare the proverbs, let's say, of Germany, England, and also including the United States, France, Russia, Italy, Spain, you'd be surprised how many absolutely identical proverbs there are. The reason why that is that many of our everyday proverbs actually originated in Greek and Roman antiquity. I'll give you an example. Big fish eat little fish is a proverb that goes way back into Greek antiquity, and then it was translated in Europe from language to language, and it wound up in England, and of course the immigrants brought it to the United States.
Professor Mieder says the Bible is the second major source for proverbs that crossed national boundaries.
I'll give you an example. Man does not live by bread alone is absolutely identical in France, it's identical in Germany, it's identical in Poland. So that's the second major group. And the third one is medieval Latin. If you take the proverb, strike while the iron is hot, we know it started in the Middle Ages in Latin, and they used proverbs at that time to teach youngsters foreign languages, in other words, Latin and French, or Latin and German, and so on.
Speaking of learning languages, how useful are proverbs in learning American English or any other language?
Oh, extremely important. You know, those instructors who students who study to become teachers of English as a second language are very interested in teaching some of the colloquial language like proverbs and phrases. And we are now doing studies where, through questionnaires, thousands of questionnaires, we have established which proverbs, let's just say in the United States, are the most popular.
Could you tell us the top five?
Well, I will not say that these are exactly the top five, but I'll give you some examples.
Okay, great.
So, well, strike while the iron is hot is certainly one. Absence makes the heart grow fonder is one. New broom sweep clean might be one.
That's an old one. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Oh yeah, that's actually a medieval Latin one that was translated into all of those languages, as I mentioned. Let me give you some new American ones that one ought to know. It takes two to tango. That started in 1952 with Pearl Bailey's famous song called "Takes Two to Tango."
I mean to tell you, it takes two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the dance of love.
And then there is "A Picture's Worth a Thousand Words."
Well, it had to come with the
modern photography.
Yeah,
that started in 1921 with an advertising campaign.
That was what I was going to ask you. What's the difference between a proverb and an advertising jargon or canon?
Slogan.
Or
well,
slogan. Can an advertising slogan morph its way into becoming a proverb?
You're catching on beautifully, yes. if an advertising slogan has a certain amount of wisdom to it, or generality, or truth, then advertising can become a proverb. In fact, I would say that one of the most important sources for modern proverbs is advertising.
Wolfgang Mieder is a professor at the University of Vermont.
If you have a favorite proverb, send it to us. Our email address is word@voanews.com, and you can visit us online at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.
It takes two. Takes two. Darling, it always takes two, and I'm with you.